Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm waiting. Hello?
It went silent for a minute, so I just didn't think I thought I've got disconnected.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what.
There it is, right there.
That's Doug.
Yes, that's Lewis. I can already feel. I think I heard that one at the house, D.
How you been, my old friend? Come on in, it's so nice to see you. It's been years, but now you're here. And I can't believe my eyes, is it true? Been so long, you've been gone. Tell me, girl, what have you been up to? I've been here all these years. All this time, nothing changed without you. And I hope you'll never
go away.
And I hope you
won't stay.
Don't pretend, girl, I can see right through you. And it's just so good to
see.
Let's kick back. Cause you know my heart is always open for you. It's been years that you were here. And I wanna know everything you've been through. What you've seen, where you've been, all the places around the world you've been to. I've been waiting so long to
be here,
and I hope you
stay a while.
Now that you're here, cause you've been gone so long. And if you decide to
go,
I hope you
always
know, cause there's always a place, girl, this is home.
Pleasure.
It's a really great honor, Brenda.
Thank you.
One More Time. Oh, my goodness. How did y'all come up with the title of that song, One More Time? And the melody, the jam, the beat got me dancing in my seat. Come on, guys. You got a lot to talk about, I know.
Well, this is Michael Hepburn. I live in Seattle, Washington. Thank you for having us on the show. One More Time is a tune that we got the original groove from our guitarist, who is an original member. He goes all the way back to 1979, Douglas Lewis. Douglas played that hook, ba-dee-ba-doop-doo-da-doo-dee-boom.
Yeah.
Sweet up. And we were like, oh, that's a hit hook right there. And we just started putting the tune together with that and with his idea for the bridge as well. And Nate and I were working on vocals and putting pilot vocals together for the entire record. And when we got to this one, we just were talking about it, and the idea just kind of came up about how we wanted to kind of make the tune a kind of a metaphor for reconnecting with our old fans. So the storyline is, you know, two friends who have been separated for many, many years. One visits the other when they get back to town, and they, you know, they're invited in, and they begin to reminisce and enjoy the relationship and all of the things that they've been through, and to share all that's gone on over the years. And I got to the bridge, and they said, "If you feel like I feel, let this thought entertain you." And I was like, "Oh, that's suggestive. That's a hook. That's fantastic." And then we just went from there, and you know, let's be lovers one more time. We're just telling our fans we're so grateful to be back. We want to invite them back into our music home. And let's reconnect and let's be lovers one more time. So that's really what the song symbolizes. We hope that, you know, people receive the song warmly. They have so far, especially, believe it or not, in the UK. But, you know, we all live here, and we're just hopeful that people are relating to the this song as well as the other songs on the record in the same way.
Oh, yes, you got my attention. I didn't even know that you guys came back out, because I've been jamming off of your old album, especially the track song Glad. And then I did my research, and I'm like, oh, my God. And that's when I sent an invitation for you to be a guest on my show. I'd like to ask, Mike, where are you calling from again?
Seattle, Washington. But you know, when you say Glide, Brenda, you're talking about Nathaniel Phillips. You better get him in here to say something.
Nathaniel Phillips, get on in here, start talking, and I'm gonna play my favorite jam, Glad, in the background. Nate, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from, Nate?
I'm calling from Los Angeles, California. I've lived here for quite a while now. Born and raised in Portland, Oregon.
All right. So tell me a little bit about this jam, Glad. How'd y'all come up with that melody, that bass, that, you know, I don't know what to say. And how old is that song now?
Oh, my God. I think I wrote that in, must have been the summer of 79, Michael, I think. I was in Portland. Actually, I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and I went home to visit my mother. And a lot of my family members live there as well still. And I was just sitting up in her room. I stayed with her, and I had my bass with me. And I knew we were going to be going into the studio to work on another project, so I kept my bass with me all the time whenever I traveled. And I was in the room, and it just kind of just came to me, you know, the bass line, the idea. It just came, and I recorded it on a little cassette player.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I had you know, back in the cassette days, that's right.
Yeah.
I laid it down and had the vocal idea, And I kind of left it alone for a second. I messed with it for about 10 minutes or so. And then when I got to the band just kind of jumped on it, bless their hearts. They liked the idea. The band was always kind of ran democratically. So, when you bring in new material, you kind of hope that they like it, you know. Thank goodness they love the vibe. And we kind of put it together. And, it kind of took off from there.
Wow. Well, I'm going to give you two a moment before I come back with you on some questions and let our young generation hear this jam, what I've been jamming on for many years. I'll be right back. Phone lines are open, everybody. Here is Glide. Lines are open, 657-383-0771. All right. Michael Hepburn, Nate Phillips, please talk to me. Talking about instruments. Y'all do it live with real instruments. About this? Briefly, let's go back in time. When you were a little boy, what was your first instrument? And I would like to ask, is your whole family musically inclined?
Well, I'll start off and be brief. When I was a very small child, I had just a piano lesson just for a short time. But I started playing in church, and I came from a denomination called the Church of God in Christ, which is also referred to as Kojic. Some people say Kojic, but most people say Kojic. And I played piano and organ growing up from the time I was nine all the way up until I was in my teenage years. I loved what was on the radio, whether it be Motown, whether it be rock, whether it be jazz, whether it be R&B and electronic music. And I was influenced by many different people along the way. Of course, at the very young age of what I would say anyway, 16, 17 years old, my brother, who's 3 years older than me, Donald Hepburn, also an original Pleasure member, had a band called the Soul Masters. I just wanted to be a part of his band so much, and he played keyboards too. But when we heard Nathaniel Phillips, Marlon McLean, and Bruce Carter, who had their own power funk rock soul trio called The Franchise, we thought we had just died and went to heaven because they were a phenomenal rhythm section, and they played everything, Jimi Hendrix, Buddy Miles. I mean, they played it all. And we just thought, oh, my God, if we could get those guys and join up with them to form a group, we would be really, truly a phenom type of ensemble because we'd be able to play everything, jazz, soul, rock, funk, et cetera. And so we talked to them and asked them, and they loved us. We were older than they were, so they kind of thought, yeah, these guys can be some teachers, some professors for us as well. And we merged together, and I came up with the name Pleasure. They liked it. Everybody liked it. As Nate said, it was kind of a democratic decision, and that's how we formed. I'm going to let Nate talk about how he came up.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow.
Yeah, I'll try to be as brief as I can on this. Growing up in Portland, kind of an isolated area up there, radio stations predominantly played, rock and the pop stuff. But they would eventually start bringing in a little James Brown and the Motown sound and later on the Philadelphia sound. But as a kid going to school, very close environment, I had a friend of mine who wound up being in the band, Doug Lewis. We talked about him earlier. He lived right down the street from me. And so I think it was third grade. I was walking to school, and this guy ran out of the house. And he ran up to me and said, "Hey, I'm Doug." I said, "Hey, I'm Nate." So let's walk to school together. So that was the beginning of that.
Okay.
We became good friends. We became great friends. And, as we gelled and grew closer, we found that we both loved music. And so we wound up buying, before that we had, we made our own instruments. You know, he made guitars. I would make a fake guitar, and we made drums out of boxes, and we would be in the garage performing and trying to emulate some of the things we heard on the radio. And so after a while, we decided that we needed some real instruments. So we all went to our parents and said, "Hey, can you help us? I want a guitar." So one Christmas, we all got guitars for Christmas. No basses, right? and one drum set. We got a little toy drum set. So we're all playing in the room in Doug's bedroom at his house. And God, we need a bass. So I went and asked my dad. I said, can I trade this in for a bass? And he got me a bass guitar. And that was the beginning of the bass, situation for me. Our group was a situation where we emulated everything we heard. We loved all kinds of music, and so we would just try to copy, playing along with the record, just playing and trying to learn what we were hearing. And so that kind of evolved over the years as we our ears progressed. It was still a process of emulation. And so that's pretty much my school of learning. I would just try to copy everything I heard on the records. I would put the needle on, try to grab a bass lick, pull it back if I didn't get it right. Eventually, I would learn to play through the whole song. And so this we're talking about all kinds of stuff from pop to James Brown stuff to the Motown stuff. We were emulating everything. Jimi right. Hendrix, Buddy Miles, all that stuff. So that my schooling kind of developed over that. And eventually once we merged bands with Michael's band, the Soul Masters, Michael and Donald's band, the Soul Masters, they were the teachers for us. I mean, they taught us how to even listen more finely and more in tunely to what we were listening to be more articulate, to be more more cerebral in our approach to playing. And so it worked out great for us. So my school was learning to play to please those guys, and they were pretty rough. But they made sure that we played the right things. You know, these guys were students of music. I mean, these guys had degrees in music. And so that's where my school was. And then they evolved from there once I started doing sessions with other guys. It kind of evolved from there. So that's pretty much it for me.
Wow. Thank you both for that information. Thank you. So I would like to ask you to name the band crew that's updated today.
All right. Well, I'm going to give it a shot. So, of course, you have Nathaniel Phillips bass and myself on keyboards and vocals. Nathaniel also does do vocals. He fills out vocals as well. We have Mark Lomax, who is a very stalwart friend of Nate's over many years. And Mark is producer in his own right as well. When Nate brought him into this production for this new album, Now Is the Time, he is just a phenomenal technician. He plays many different instruments. He is incredible at digital audio editing as well. And between he and Nate, they did a lot of technical audio stuff for on the digital side for making this record sound the way it does. Nate mixed this record. Nathaniel has become an incredible producer in his own right. Of course, you know, I've been working as a young producer all the way into my now mature years. I was listed as a associate producer on the Future Now record back in 1979. But along with Keys, I'm principally a arranger as well as a composer. We have Tiffany Wilson, who lives in Tacoma, Washington, very close to me. She is an extraordinary vocalist, and she's sharing lead vocals with the lead vocals that I've done. Brian Foxworth is our drummer. Bruce Carter, of course, has passed on. And it's a phenomenal that Andy Stokes, Andy, are you still holding?
No, he had disappeared.
Okay, good. Okay, well, anyway, that he was related to the gentleman who called before the show started, who's a phenomenal vocalist, Andy is. But Brian is on drums and also helping out on vocals. His voice is one of the vocalists on For Your Pleasure, the very first song that you hear on the album. And he really does do a fantastic job as well, and a great drummer. He's responsible for how the composition For Your Pleasure came to be. And our original members, Dennis Springer on saxophone. Of course, Dennis has been a stalwart original member from the very beginning as well, as Douglas Lewis, who we've talked about on guitar. Douglas, when Nate brought Douglas to the band in 1979, the first thing that they did was a song called Space Is the Place that Doug is just phenomenal. The solo on that tune and the solo on another tune on the Special Things record called Law of the Raw are solos that are historic in terms of guitar lore. But I believe that rounds out our core members. We had a number of side artists help us out with the record, but I think all of us, we represent the core of the band.
Right. I can understand that, and thank you for that information, both of you. I would like to ask either one of you, Michael or Nate, the website information. Do y'all have a website set up? And also the social sites that you're listed on, IG, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page that we just got underway here. It's still under construction, but there's still quite a bit of information about the band on there. It's called a Pleasure Band Facebook. It's pretty easy to find. You'll see the logo of the of our latest release. Now's the Time. That's a great point for identification. There's a lot of pleasure bands out there. We didn't realize that till we started trying to find a spot on here. But yeah, you can find us on Facebook. It's Pleasure Band. Instagram, it's called The Real Pleasure Band.
Okay.
Clearly.
Okay.
You know what,
okay.
Michael? I don't remember the Twitter. You remember the Twitter thing?
So we have a Twitter account, and I believe it is also called The Real Pleasure Band. I believe you almost can't miss us once you look for either the Pleasure Band or the Real Pleasure Band. We haven't really used the Twitter account a whole lot, but we actually have people who are assisting us with the new what I'll call the web presence, because linking all of these social platforms up is not an easy thing.
No, it isn't.
I can tell, you know, Brenda, you have a really impressive web presence. I love your graphic work. I love what you did with our graphic work. It's incredibly creative, what you did with all of our stuff, because you actually created things together from the different digital images we provided you, and it's really quite professional and nice looking. And
Thank you.
Gonna have people copy that and run. No, that's Brenda. I'm just teasing you. But what you've done is really a great, great compliment to our presence on the web. You've made us look really nice with what you've done.
I love you guys.
We are the cats who've been making records, since way back in the day. So
we're
just catching up to the 21st century digital age with regards to our web presence. But Nate is right. In addition to the Pleasure Band Facebook address and site, and the Instagram, the Real Pleasure Band site, our web page is www.pleasure, that's PLEASURE, records, RECORDS, as in the old time records, .com. So it's www.pleasurerecords.com. That's our website. And there is information there, but if you really want to connect with us, interact with us, the Facebook page is the most active, and the Instagram page will definitely reach us, and we can get back to you that way as well. We understand Instagram, you correct me, Brenda, as more like taking a picture on my phone, and I'm going to say to people, hey, I'm over here enjoying some. Yeah, it's not really as much as Facebook as posting your ideas, your thoughts and questions and interacting. So, you know, if you want to interact with the band, Pleasure Band at Facebook is probably your very, very most direct shot. But also, individual members do have their own Facebook pages. Brian Foxworth has his own page. Dennis Springer, our sax player, has his own page. I'm pretty sure Tiffany Wilson has her page, and Nathaniel has an incredible fan base on his Facebook page. I don't use my Facebook page a whole lot, but I do have a Facebook page. You can definitely hit me there. It's just Michael Hepburn, no frills, no anything like that, because like I said, I'm one of the old guys, so all this social media stuff is quite new to me, and I don't get on there and talk about how I feel today or what I'm going to do tomorrow. I just try to make it from day to day, Brenda, and write the music.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, that's
thank
very
you
cool.
so
yeah.
much. Thank you both for the information. As this show is being recorded, you're getting ready to get blasted away with more networks and other social media. I will connect you on IG. I will be connecting with most of the members on their Facebook and IG. The show will be sent to other networks, even Apple Podcasts. So everyone stay tuned. Even if you have missed the show is being recorded as we speak now. I'm going to give everybody a break, including myself, to enjoy the new single on their new album, Now Is the Time. Stay in your hot seats, gentlemen. I'll be right back. Phone lines are open, everyone. Well, all right, everyone. That is Now Is the Time from Pleasure Band's new album.
Yes, ma'am.
All yeah. right. Michael and Nate, y'all still with me?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I am.
All right. I would like to ask you, what is that ultimate desire of what you wish the fans to get out of this new album, out of the music?
Well,
that we're back. Yeah, go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, you just said it right there, Michael, that we're back. And this first project is the first of more to come, hopefully. The first project, we just wanted to reestablish the band's original sound and all the things that the fans liked about the group, which is, of course, the live playing and the great extended solos, the funk, you know, the nice ballads. We try to be methodical about it. But as well, not to get too deep, but just remind folks that we're here and we're back to make some great music for the fans who have asked about us for all these years. I mean, the last album we did was 1981, and throughout this whole period of time, all of my travels, everywhere I go, people say, "What's happening with the band? When is the band getting back together? We want you guys to get out there and play. Come on, you guys need to get back together." So there's years of that, you know. And
yeah.
Michael and I decided at one point that we'd say, hey, let's just see if we can make this work again. And we formed the core guys that you see on the CD there. And
yeah.
We went into the studio and said, let's see what happens. So we started playing, and it felt really good. The vibe was really strong, and we decided to go ahead and make a go of it.
Well, y'all doing a very good job.
Thank you, Brenda. Let me add just one little I'll call it a little prequel to that, because Nate is the person of all the members who have ever been members of Pleasure, and there have been many people in the band who all this time he's been traveling the world, just like you said. And he is still traveling the world today, playing with the greatest musicians out there. And I'll let him tell you who he's been touring and playing with, because it's phenomenal and very impressive. But Nate was in Seattle playing at the Jazz Alley, a renowned jazz club in Seattle. It's the best, it's the most recognized jazz club in Seattle.
Okay.
And he was playing with a man named Peter White, who's a guitarist. But Peter White.
Oh, my gosh.
Peter White is the jazz guitar player now. But Peter White, actually, when he was 19, he was playing with Al Stewart, Year of the Cat, which was a phenomenal Grammy-winning pop rock record.
Yes.
Way back in the 70s when FM radio was first getting started. And he wrote a hit record at 19 with Al Stewart called Time Passages, which is still a celebrated pop record for like the Woodstock generation kind of people. And they made that record at the renowned Abbey Road Studios. Peter White was at Abbey Road when Paul McCartney signed James Taylor, to give you a sense of how phenomenal Peter White is. And now he's playing jazz. Well, Nate played with him on tour, and they were here in town playing, and Nate just called me and said, "Michael, I know I haven't talked to you for a while, and no one knows what you've been doing, and I miss you, and I just want to find out what have you been doing? I mean, like, what's going on? But I'd love to see you." And it was like, "Man, I'm just here in Seattle. I haven't ever stopped playing, and I haven't ever stopped composing. I have a fantastic personal studio at home, here at home. I'd love to have you come over." And so the next day, he came over, and he brought his bass, and we started experimenting with music that day. But if
Nate had not
reached out to me, there might not be Pleasure back making music.
Well,
Nathaniel is a fantastic individual.
Get down, Nate.
Well, thank you for saying that. You know, but you know, I have to add to that, Michael, that Michael and my history throughout the whole pleasure period was really phenomenal. Michael is like the king of Michael puts the P in pleasure, basically. Between Michael and his brother Donald and Dan Brewster, those guys were really the guys. You know, Michael was always contributing to everyone's product, everyone's song idea. He would always be there to help see it all the way to the finish. You know, and I appreciated that about Michael so much. You know, so much respect for his writing abilities, his lyrics, and his arrangement abilities. You know, Michael and I, we did, we co-wrote Take a Chance together. You know, we did quite a few songs together, and
wow,
I always admired his playing. You know, so I just had to reach out to him. You know, say, hey, man, dude, we haven't talked to you for
long. Wow. Well, with your motivation, I would like to say thank you, Nate. Golly, thank you. And Michael, what is your take on your ultimate desire, what you wish the fans to get out of this new album?
Like Nate said, not only is it that we're back, but that we're back to make really good music. We want to set a standard, not for everybody else, but set a standard for ourselves.
Yeah.
And that people let people know that we've set this standard. We want people to know that we have come back because we've always celebrated excellent music. We've always loved the great music of our people. You know, we come from a culture that from all the way back to the earliest days in American history, our people have driven the art of excellent, phenomenal, progressive, innovative, creative music. And not just from jazz and Dixie and all that. I'm talking about church music. Gospel music today is off the chain.
We're not going to go there today.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, we have made great music all from ever since we set foot on this continent. And so I really want to say that that's what pleasure represents. And the other thing is just, you know, love. You know, the hook of the title cut is people, it's time to love one another.
Exactly.
That's how fear will end. Now is the time to put off our differences. Extend your hand to a stranger. It's time to make a friend. Can you tell I've been to church, Brenda?
Yeah. Oh, preach.
Turn to your neighbor, Brenda. Turn to your neighbor and say good morning.
Well, while we're talking about our culture, let's talk about the track song "Back to Alabama." Hey,
yes,
now.
Well, back to Alabama. You know,
I love that track. And how old is that song now?
Well, we wrote that right in the at the process when we decided to get back together a little while back.
Okay.
You know, my family and they go back to Alabama. My mom was born and raised in 8 Mile, Alabama, which is 8 miles outside of Mobile. You know, so that's where that came from. Basically, we just, you know, I have family that's still there. You know, it just felt right. You know, just I brought it up to Michael. I said, Alabama. I said, this has got to be Alabama. And Michael said, yeah. So
Michael told me.
My aunt Greta lives in Mobile.
That's right. So, you know,
there's a lyric that said, I can't wait to get a hug from my Aunt Greta.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, my still there in Birmingham, Alabama. That's my mother's side of family.
All right, come on.
They're still there, and I need to get back there. Hey, Alabama family down there. I'll be coming down there. Meanwhile, I would like to spin the song Alabama, and thank you, Michael. I wouldn't have came across it if you wouldn't have said anything. Take your seat.
Well, Brenda, one last thing, Brenda.
Okay.
I want everybody in Evansville to listen to the lyric, I'm leaving Terre Haute, Indiana, on my way to Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. All right now. That's what's up. Okay, here's Alabama. Phone lines are still open, everyone. Call in. Tracks on their new album, everyone. Phone lines are open. Hey, Nate, Michael, are you still with me?
We are here, girlfriend. Yes, ma'am.
I really like
you know,
that
I should
Alabama
point
song.
Out social media spot that I forgot to mention is we have an official Pleasure YouTube channel, and there is a video posted on it called Pleasure New Beginnings, because we posted that that video to show when we were in the studio just beginning to work on this record. And the first thing you hear is a little hooky 8-bar loop that became For Your Pleasure, but then it goes immediately into what you hear as Nate's arrangement for what became Back to Alabama. And when you hear us play it, you can hear, oh, that's Back to Alabama. That's the jam. And you can us actually playing. You can see us playing it in real time because the studio where we were had cameras on each of us. So you can actually see us playing it. So it's called the Official Pleasure YouTube channel. That's the actual address on YouTube. And the name of the video is Pleasure, A New Beginning.
I'm a go there. I'm a go there and look for that. You got me hot. Got me going now.
Yep, you can see us playing Back to Alabama.
Yeah, I really dig that one. Oh my gosh! So, I'm glad you brought out that information, and thank you so much for that information, Michael.
You're so welcome, Brenda.
I would like to ask you of. Where can anybody purchase your single online on any outlet music sites online? I'm quite
Nate,
sure.
I'll let you handle that.
Yeah, they're pretty much available on all the digital formats, iTunes, Amazon, all the pretty much the outlets that you reach for all your other musical sources. And we're on Spotify, you can stream it. Spotify, some of the
Pandora.
Others, it's pretty much everywhere. Pandora, yes, exactly. So
all right.
You can grab it. Just got to look for
Napster.
It. Just go put it. Napster, yes, there, even there.
Okay, Napster, right? Okay, I'm glad you brought that out. Thank you for that information. You're more than welcome, Nate and Michael, to give a shout out to all the persons that supported you on this new album. Now is the time. Go ahead.
Well,
wow.
for me,
well,
I guess
thank, yeah.
you go first, Michael. Go ahead.
I want to thank all the people who are on the record. There's a dear friend of Nate, Sylvia McCullough, and she is just unbelievable as a vocalist. Also, she and her family have their own group that Nate can talk about. But she also does Broadway shows, productions. And she is just phenomenal. To Steve Montecucco, who took a phenomenal jazz trumpet solo, muted trumpet solo on Now's the Time at the end. He's at Berklee College of Music right now. Wynton Marcellus gave Steve a mouthpiece. That's how impressive Steve is. Thank you, Steve. I want to thank the Rose City Horns in Portland, Oregon. Portland is known as the Rose City, and they have a Rose Festival in the summer of every year. Thank you to and shout out to the Rose City Horns, Michelangelo Wilson, and Arietta. Arietta Ward, we thank you so much for all the incredible help you did on our vocals. Michael Whitmore, man, on co-leads that he gave. Thank you so much, Michael. Those are the people that I was first shout out to related to the record who really had to help us along. All the people at Brent Studio, and Nate might remember the name. I just can't think it out. It's on the top of my head of the fantastic studio where we worked. There was another fantastic little place where we did vocals in Portland in addition to at Nate's studio and at my studio. We did vocal work, but to all the places that we worked and all the fantastic people that helped us along, we just want to say thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'll give a shout-out to Sylvia McCullough's brother, Ruben McCullough, who's also on the record. He's part of the group called Living Out Loud. Very, very hot group. Amazing. It's a family group. Very, very good group. And I've worked with them over the last 10 years or so. I played bass on a lot of their stuff. Excellent group. Look for them, Living Out Loud. I also want to give a shout out to the guitar player, a good friend of mine. His name is Rick Marcel. He came in and played some phenomenal guitar work on this as well. He's an amazing guy. Between him and Doug, it was phenomenal. And I'll give a shout out to also to one of our alumni, Bruce Smith, who played percussion. He jumped in on and helped us out on quite a few of the tracks here. Bruce Smith was a co-writer on a lot of the Pleasure records, and he was in the band as well. So a special shout out to him. Rick Fisher did a lot of, well, he did the mastering on this. He's a great mastering engineer out of Seattle.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, he was great. Amazing. And like you said, Michael, Rec Studios and the Map Room were the two studios that we did a lot of overdubs. Yes, yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
very
and we better
good.
Shout out again to Tiffany, just so Tiffany knows. Tiffany, you are the gem of this ensemble, Tiffany. We love everything that you come up with, everything that you do.
Absolutely. Well, and we have to mention the fans, because the fans, the people who love the group from back in the day, you were the ones that kept at us and kept saying, you know, you guys got to get back together. You guys got to do something. We miss you guys. We play the old stuff. What's going on? Is anything new? You guys can get back together. So if it weren't for the fans, this would not have happened. So special shout out to the fans who have believed in us in all these years and to continue to follow us to this day.
Brenda,
wow.
Nate put it together.
Yes, he did. And I want to say we're going to give a applause and a cheers to all those persons that have supported you all and the fans and the followers out there, and including myself.
Thank you,
everybody. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. So what I want to get into right now is I want to ask you, will there be any scheduled live performances from the Pleasure Band that y'all might be doing later in the future that you can tell us all, sneak details or anything?
We want to, Brenda. They're not booked, but I would encourage the fans who are listening worldwide, but also especially those listening to your show who are in Indiana, you can talk to your local promoters and you can tell them, hey, Brenda knows these guys. Brenda is not going to be a stranger to Nate or to me at all.
That's right.
She knows how to get
you got
in touch
that right.
With
yeah,
us.
That's true.
She got it. She got email. She got social platforms. She got phone numbers. So people who are interested in talking to the band about performing should start with Brenda, because Brenda is truly now a friend of the band to stay. She's living in
all right.
You living up in Pleasure's house, girlfriend, and we're grateful to have you so much for all that you've done. Thank you so much, Brenda. Welcome to the family.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I love you guys. I love your music. I love your work ethic, how you organized, how you guys are so creative, and you still playing real live instruments, what we need.
Yes.
Y'all stay in your standard of who you are. You're not changing to catch up with what's today going on. You stay yourselves, your original selves. I love that about you guys.
Thank you.
So I want to get off into I Like Greens and Cornbread. That will be the last song I'll be playing on the show. We're coming to the end of our live radio interview.
Dennis Springer, that saxophone man.
Oh, is
thank
that
you,
what
Dennis.
That's about?
Dennis lives in Atlanta.
Okay.
Dennis lives in Atlanta, and he is very well celebrated in Atlanta. They know and love him. They know that he is, he's been Pleasure's sax player. They know, he was the solo player on the intro of Joyous, which of course got sampled and used on Till the Break of Dawn by LL Cool J. They know who Dennis is, and Dennis is a member of a large mega church, and he plays music for all kinds of big events there, concerts, memorial services, the regular Sunday services. He is a stalwart member of that church. I don't know the name of it, but Dennis is rocking it out in Atlanta.
All right. Thank you for that information. So how did y'all come up with the title I Like Greens and Cornbread? What motivated y'all to do this track, and how old is this track now?
Oh, it was a part of the whole new project.
Okay.
You know, different people just said, "Hey, I got this idea," and you know, we're very open to everyone's ideas, but more importantly, we don't want anybody to think that anybody's ideas can't be made and developed into good music. The whole reason why you're playing with pleasure is because you know what you're doing. If you didn't know what you're doing, you wouldn't be playing with it. So everybody has great ideas. Excuse me, Brenda. And Doug had this particular idea for the groove, and I just think Nate just decided to just take it to a whole nother level. I mean, he just took it to a whole nother level. And I've got to tell you this story because Nate, I've said it, he's the one who's been touring worldwide on stages with so many different artists and so many different styles of music live in front of live audiences where you can't mess up. You know, he said that, you know, he learned by ear, but Nate is playing charts written right there on the stage live, and I have watched him do it with different artists. So now Nate is the consummate performer of the band, and he holds the band to a very high performance standard. Not as a tyrant, but in my spirit of love. And when we started working on the tune in the studio, we really were doing great with it, but Nate said, Let's just do a number of takes until we really get it. Let me tell you something, Brenda. The version you hearing is take 8.
What?
8, Brenda.
Oh,
8
my takes. God.
8 takes.
Man, I can see your fingers are hurting. I'm just thinking about
it.
Dang, 8.
I like really, when you hear how we play together, everything that you hear musically was all done everybody together at the same time, except Dennis's overdub, Sack's overdub. Everything else was exactly all of us at the same time. Phenomenal record.
Yeah.
Thank you for that
information.
You are really fantastic.
And I tell you
thank you.
I tell you what, Michael came up with those lyrics. Now don't let him get out of here without talking about those lyrics, Michael.
Right,
you gotta tell him.
Right.
Tell him.
Tell it.
Waffles and fried chicken.
I mean, what better lyric?
Roscoe,
you
know, Roscoe came up with something when he came up with Roscoe's fried chicken and waffles in L.A., didn't he?
God.
He came up with a concept.
He did.
Oh, my God.
They're worldwide now. You can get waffles and fried chicken in Dubai.
Yeah, you can get waffles and chickens at KFC now.
That's exactly right, girlfriend.
Right.
Better come on.
Hey, you
go
know,
get
you
yourself
know
some greens and cornbread.
We love our food.
Oh,
so what,
Brenda, let me share one more thing with you. So there's a chain that actually has a store in Dubai called Ezel's Fried Chicken. And when Oprah Winfrey, when her show was at its height, for some reason she worked and came to Seattle, and she had Ezel's, and she couldn't get enough of it. So even when she went back to Chicago, she would cater fried chicken from Ezel's. And that's
why
I say break out the bag of fried okra. Get it from Ezel's for Oprah. That's why I said it. And ain't nobody going to rhyme okra and Oprah, but me.
Okay.
You sure did.
I heard that one.
It was so much fun doing that record. You might not want to let that out. You know, and what's so funny about it, when we were doing the vocal on this, I was behind the console, right? And I'm just cracking up because I had never heard the lyrics until Michael starts singing them. I'd never heard them.
Right? Yeah, I bet you was cracking up.
I was falling off the chair listening to it. I just let it go. It was just so much fun. I mean, what better way to talk about food and to try to have a good time?
Yeah.
You know, there's so much crazy stuff out here right now. You know what the
right.
world's going on. A lot going on. So why not have some fun, you know? That,
yeah.
And Michael
and do it with music. And do
yeah.
it with
yes,
music. That's my
right,
motto. That's my motto. I try to come out and be positive, and I do it all with music. But we're going to cut short this talk on the I Like Greens and Cornbread. That will be the last song I'm going to play as the show signs out. I would like to get any words of encouragement from either one of you or both of you. Any advice you want to give to those persons suffering in the world today, or any advice to persons entering into the music industry? Any intake on that, Mike or Nate?
We know that this is a difficult time, and we know that love is the only way, and we just want to thank everybody for holding the light of truth and for caring for one another. I'm grateful that our people are holding fast in this time, and I'm grateful that all of us are standing up to say that violence is wrong, to say that that love is the answer and love is the way. And if we can just hold on to one another in spirit and in truth as communities, to work together in your communities to make your communities safer and stronger. Work for education and work for learning and loving each other. Bring up our children the way that they should go. And let's continue because, you know, it's an exciting time. It's a difficult time, but it's an exciting time. You know, many people are accomplishing so much. And I don't want to take the mic away from Nathaniel. I actually went to Atlanta in July, and I got to meet many, many, many African-American prominent attorneys. And one of them I met was Letitia James, who is the newly elected Attorney General of New York. And her team had just won the citizenship question on the census before the Supreme Court against the Trump administration. She, her office brought the lawsuit against the Trump family. I met the prosecutor, an African-American woman, who sued the governor of Missouri and forced him to resign. There are people of color in this country doing extraordinary, phenomenal things. So let's all just hold together, cheer our leaders on, and we will make it through.
Thank you for that information. Thank you so much. All right. Nate, do you have anything to say?
All I have to say is just peace and love, you know.
All right, then.
That really is it.
That's good enough.
That's plenty for me. You know, we just got to just hold the line and learn to listen to each other and learn to respect one another, you know. That's really it. And learn to love one another. I like to keep it in simple terms. And once we stick by those rules, I mean, we should be fine, you know. Like Michael said, times are really strange right now, but there's a lot being revealed right now. So we're coming to an understanding about each other, a more greater understanding about each nationalities, colors, beliefs, religious beliefs, and all that. This is all being exposed now. The covers are being kicked off a lot of situations and how people feel. So now that we understand that, hopefully we could all use this in order to make things better. So that's my take.
Y'all listen to Nate. He's a world traveler. He travels the world.
Yeah. That's
He's
right.
Met
yeah.
many
right.
people of many nationalities. All
right.
The world.
I just know I've been in enough places to know that everybody has family, everybody has kids, everybody wants peace, you know.
Right.
And, you know, that's, you know, we all want the same thing. It's just how we get there, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, we all have to get along, and I want to say, Nate and Mike, I appreciate you coming on my platform. You're always welcome to come back with any other new updates or new projects. I want to thank you so much. I had fun with you guys, and we are forever friends. I'll be following you guys for life. I will try to get you down here in Evansville, Indiana, or not only that, I'll be down there in Alabama.
Rest assured, once we get out there on the road, we'll perform all the songs that people have grown to love. I mean, we'll try to get all of them in there as best we can, right. You know. So you'll get some of the new stuff, and you'll get all the old stuff from the first record on down. Let's Dance, Dust Yourself Off, Sazerac Girl.
They had us all meet in Portland last That's October, right. And Nate took us through all of the records all the way back to Dust Yourself Off. We've already been rehearsing everything from Dust Yourself Off up until now.
Golly, well that's good. That is so great. Our time is short. Our time is short.
Alrighty.
This is Brenda
Thank
Moss,
so much,
a.k.a.
Brenda.
Lady Diva, signing out for Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Thank you, guys. Stay in touch. Anybody who has missed the show, just click on that link. The show has been recorded. Thank you, guys. You have a blessed Monday. This is I Like
evening.
Greens
Thanks
and
so
Cornbread.
Again.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye. This is Brenda
Bye-bye.
Moss, signing out.
Play I Like Greens and Cornbread.
Okay, here's I Like Greens and Cornbread by Pleasure.
Get it, don't want to quit. Cross the nation, every station. Feels so good, cause it feels like it should. On the flow down low, here we go, party hardy for sure. Non-stop. To the top, for the best, nothing less. Do your dance, y'all. Come on, freelance, y'all. Hit your step, yep, y'all. I like greens and cornbread. Go ahead. Waffle and fried chicken. That's some good finger licking. And some sweet potato pie. And now you know that's fly. That's black eyed peas. And some peach cobbler, please. We'll be right back. slide. Pants black got me. And the beach coming.
Coming, y'all.